You're listening to Sci-Fi for Chicks on Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
My name is Liv. I used to be passionate, inspired, alive. Now I'm mostly just hungry and a zombie, so there's that.
Thanks for tuning in to Sci-Fi for Chicks, the boob tube, as we look at the latest episode of the TV shows we're watching right now, and you should be too. Tonight we're going to be talking about iZombie Season 2, Episode 8, Hurt Stalker. I always love the little puns that they have on their titles there. My name is Heather French. I am your host, and joining me is my new co-host. Well, she's been on several of these, but she's our new regular co-host, Doreen Shadel. Hey, Dee.
Hello.
She is a dedicated podcaster because she is just back from her vacation for the holidays up to see her mom. And literally, we went to the airport, got something to eat. She's podcasting with her eyes closed.
Because that's right. I'm a multitasker.
She's a dedicated podcaster. We're here for you guys, and hopefully we have a little bit better sound than we did last time, so apologies again for last week's sound. Let's go ahead and get into this. This is going to be a little rough because it feels weird. It feels like forever since I last podcasted.
I know.
So apologize for how rough this is going to be, but we want to get into talking about this episode. Overall, what did you think of this episode?
I mean, I did really like it. I liked, you know, the idea of this woman who was stalking these several people, you know, in the crime. So it wasn't just, you know, one person versus the suspect, you know, the suspect versus the victim. There were several victims involved in trying to figure out who was the real murderer.
Right. You know? I like that it also involved Clive. I mean, we had Clive in this whole mix.
Yeah.
But he's not the detective. He's the suspect.
Yeah.
Thank goodness when she did have some of the stalker brain, we did not see the O face.
Yes. Robbie scared us with that.
But we could have.
Yes, we could have.
We really could have. So this is one, it kind of harkens back to that season one, episode one, where Liv's kind of like, you know, how did you do this before me to Clive? She's doing it without him now because he can't. We had the brief little bit with his FBI agent girlfriend. I'm going to go ahead and call her girlfriend. They were pretty lovey-dovey last time. She seems to trust Clive enough and trust them enough that she shares that first little bit of evidence. Well, we have our crime. We start with the crime where we see this woman who seems perfectly nice at first, and then she's attacked and slashes the guy and ends up getting shot by somebody else. So we see that whole crime. And then when Clive sees that it's somebody that he knew, and then that portfolio, scrapbook, whatever you want to call it, kind of shows up. It looked so obviously doctored. So obviously doctored. But that really doesn't put him in a good light at all.
No. Well, and then his voicemail to her.
Oh, an hour before she died? It's very convenient, but I think it was all just like circumstance. You know, nobody was planning anything whatsoever on this. And it just got more and more complicated when we had... So I'm guessing it was Uma when they went to that cleaner's and met Uma and saw her ring and saw her shirt, which the shirt was the same, I think, as in that picture. And I'm really surprised they didn't pick it up because she was dressed almost the same. But what's her name? Regina had just been putting her head on that body kind of thing. I mean, to me, it looked the same. And then when you have that her new fiance or new whoever is this cop, and this cop also had, I don't know if he had a relationship with her or just she became obsessed with him again, that like the big tall drink of water cop.
Yeah. I don't know, because they didn't really get into that part. You know, and probably like with Clive, she probably went out a few times and then she was just crazy.
Then she was just crazy. I like that. We had the new police guy coming in and kind of taking over this because obviously Clive can't investigate something he's involved in. He comes in and kind of reveals all this evidence that this woman was actually a stalker after Liv ate the brains of the stalker chick. What was your first impression there when they, you know, they've got that oh crap look on their face that They didn't realize what she was. They thought, oh, she's just a wedding planner. No big deal.
No. Well, it definitely is taking a toll on her relationship with Major. And she didn't want to eat him again, you know, later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, there were no other brains around for her to eat, so.
Well, I mean, even in general, in the beginning, when they were, when she finds out, I've eaten this brain, thinking, oh, it's just a wedding planner.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh my gosh, it's a stalker, and they know how these can take over. I think this is the obsessive brains are the ones that really she has the hardest time with, because there's other brains that were closer to who she is that she seems to be able to.
I think she was worried about this one for sure, especially, you know, when Robbie said you might see his O face. I mean, Lord knows what she'd see if she was that.
I think after that she was purposefully trying. That's another reason why she's like, we need to investigate this because we need to go find other suspects so that I don't see his face. You know, it's not like you can unsee that picture either of him as Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
That was an awesome picture. And can I say a little aside here? I love Ravi throughout this whole episode.
Yeah.
Throwing in all those George R. R. Martin things just to get, you could see Clive just going, don't go there. Don't do it. Stop teasing me, man.
Yeah.
This was a good episode, I think, for Ravi, which we've needed.
Yeah.
We have this kind of going on in the background here, and we're actually at the part right now where they do find out that this woman was a stalker, and this look face, and there's the Drogo picture. Some things you just can't Photoshop, and that's one of them. One of them. I do like the fact that the agent girlfriend does really seem to believe him and them, that this, she's not suspicious. We're not letting her in on everything yet. See, it's the same shirt. I think it's the same shirt.
And if, now that you see that, yeah.
It's the same shirt. So come on. It's like, that was a big obvious thing, staring at you right there. Or at least the same style. She's wearing the same style. So Liv's going more and more into the stalker brain. I think her knowing that it's a stalker actually made it worse. You know, like almost opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
To your worst fears kind of thing. Like, if she hadn't known, maybe it's just this quirk kind of a thing and snap out of it. But I think the fact that she knows that it's a stalker makes her, the harder she's trying to work against it, the more it's sucking her in.
Well, but if she didn't know, I mean, then she really would be off the handle, I think. I mean, because she finds herself stopping herself, going, wait a second, this isn't me. You know, I can't be doing this. If she were full on in the stalker, I don't know. I don't think Major could handle it.
I don't know. She's going in pretty deep. I mean, right here we have her trying to break into his phone and using the fingerprint recognition thing. Makes me now go, okay, I don't want to do that because somebody can't just, let me just take Heather's finger with me and I'll do this. Major is still keeping those secrets. We're kind of going through it as we're watching this. He's still keeping those secrets and he comes clean, but not in the way that Liv's stalker Liv can process. I mean, she's still got all those questions. And having Rita, Gilda, it's Rita with when she's with Major and Gilda when she's with Liv, right?
Yeah.
So Gilda, Rita knowing this, it was really delicious watching her play Liv.
Yeah.
And push her closer and closer, not even knowing what's going on in the crime.
Yeah.
Like not knowing that, you know, what Uma says at the end, it's like they all cheat. They all cheat and all this. She didn't even know that, but she's pushing Liv into not trusting Major at all. And at the end, when she gets that text, you know that she knows that Liv is breaking into these. Rita Gilda knows that's going to be seen. Whether she thinks that Liv is going to be the one to see this text first or is going to see the text later when she's snooping, she knows that Liv is going to see those texts.
Yeah.
Those weren't for Major's eyes. Those were for Liv's eyes. And I think that's why she did nicely position the selfie to not show the head.
Yeah.
It just showed the fancy lingerie. Yes? No?
Yeah. No, it did. And plus, Major didn't want anything to do with her. So why should she... Why should he reply to her text now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're right. She's playing it. But what does she have to benefit if they split up? I mean, I know she wants Major, but Major doesn't want her.
Well, I think it's also the gameplay.
Just a game thing.
I think it's a gameplay thing for her.
If I can't have him, you can't have me.
And pushing, I don't know if she knows exactly what she's pushing Liv into and what Liv could really be capable. I mean, I know she's seen full-on zombie mode zombies.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she really knows what she'd be pushing Liv into being. And I think she wants to have the upper hand and maybe, you know, just like how she got that blood sample from Liv to work with the other zombie. I think she's having the fun of the game. She's taking after her dad.
Yeah.
She's so like her dad. So much like her dad. I want to bounce back to the beginning, because at the beginning they did show her and her dad like doing the little taste test sample things. And then they went down into the basement, and where last time we had that female doctor, I can't remember her name. We don't have her anymore. She had a little accident in the lab, and we have this new zombie on the treadmill. I hope she's got her Fitbit on. Because, you know, if zombies had, they would get a lot of steps.
Yes,
they would get, like, the best badges ever, because they would just keep walking. What are they doing down there? What are they trying to do with this zombie? And what happened to our doctor?
Well, they're obviously, you know, running tests, but I'm not sure really what they're trying to... I guess they're trying to find a cure, maybe. Like, I don't know. I really don't know, because this one, it wasn't, you know, they were just... They just showed the endurance that the zombie could keep up.
Right. That's true.
As long as they were motivated for food, they could keep up and had good endurance. So I don't know. I don't know. I originally thought they were looking for a cure themselves, or looking how to, I don't know, because isn't it the drink, or isn't
Max
that
Rager.
How it started? There was a bad batch, and that's...
Well, it was the bad batch utopium, but there's something, I think it's... Because what we had, I don't know that anybody's really made that connection yet. And I think you actually kind of sparked me into this. Remember a few episodes ago when Ravi and Liv are trying to work with Blaine and like get some more tainted utopium, and he's with Gabriel and cut it this way, and then he didn't cut it right. I think it was cutting it with Max Rager somehow. It's that, and I don't think people have come up with that connection yet, that it's probably the combination of Max Rager and the utopium. Because that kind of connects back to Lowell.
Yeah.
I think it's two pieces of the puzzle. Like, Ravi is so focused on the utopian, and Vaughn and them are so focused on the Max Rager stuff, that maybe by the end of the season, they're going to get that it's actually a combination.
Yeah.
And either you have to work together, or you're working totally separate. Like, it's either one of them, because I don't know what his motivation is. I don't know what Vaughn's motivation is for researching these zombies, because he doesn't seem to be trying to find a cure to me.
Well, obviously with his drink, now that, because they show that scene where he drank it and he could pump iron like the Hulk. I'm wondering if they're thinking of tapping into something with the zombie. I mean, the fact that, I don't know, I'm trying to think the stamina of the zombie, that, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure what I'm saying, but
And they're all just so blasé about it. I mean, here's a zombie on a treadmill, and all the doctors and people, everybody's just walking around, no big deal, it's a zombie. Whereas, you know, everybody else is kind of freaking out about the idea of zombies out in the loose.
Yeah.
And their calm, cool collectedness actually kind of, I think that's why I think she's so deliciously wonderful, because she's got that, like, it's not all there kind of a thing, you know? That she's being evil and like really sinister, and she gets that from her dad, because, man, that whole scene when him and Major are working out and he's shooting the Max Rager and pumping iron and throwing things, please don't ever let his character be a zombie.
Yeah.
Because that would be way too much. Way, 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 way too much. Let's get back to the fun people. Let's talk a little bit more. We're saying right now where Ravi and Liv are pretending to be the married couple. Ravi really had a lot of fun and was shining in this episode. I think we're setting it up for him to have a bigger part. I mean, next week we have the whole geek fest of the superhero kind of a thing. I think it's about time to have a little bit more Ravi-ness in here.
Yeah.
He's being a little too sidekicky. He needs to be... come to the forefront a bit. Yes?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, I agree. He's a favorite. I like him.
He's the one that actually figures out some things too, because he figured out the lock bridge and does his little say anything move here, which I'd take that. If Ravi came and did the say anything.
Look at how he runs. He's like a little kid.
Yeah, he does run like a little kid. That is very, very true. But he's the one that comes across this and figures this out and gets us on the right date. I mean, there's the second scrapbook and the actual pictures. I like that he's integral in solving this. He's not this sidekick that just is throwing out these funny little quips. He actually is needed to be there to help live on the track.
I think they're concerned about Clive too. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a personal stake because they do like Clive.
Well, who wouldn't?
That's right.
I mean, look at his face. Mm-hmm. What is George R.R. Martin doing right now? Not writing. She isn't. He's not writing. He's not writing. Write faster. Write faster. Mm-hmm. Write faster. So Liv is on the stalker brain, but she's also detective brain. And she's got to go get some evidence. First rule of stalking mm-hmm. somebody, put your cell phone on silent. It's amateur. Amateur hour. Amateur hour.
Yeah.
And she gets caught.
Yes.
And get sent to jail. So we have our Zombie is the New Black moment.
That's right.
There. We both watch Orange is the New Black. What did you like or not like about those scenes with her behind bars? 5 days, because she was messing with the cop.
Yeah.
Messing with the big guy. So, no, I'm sorry, it's not just overnight and you get to get out. And
I thought there'd be some kind of scene in the cell with one of the inmates. Not that she zombies on them, but I thought, you know, she's so little, but at the same time, she does have the strength when she needs it. So it would have been fun to have, you know,
one like of the pushback fight.
Yeah,
kind of, things.
Kind of like where they give her. She's this little chick, but then she just like gets back or slams somebody in a wall or something. They're like, whoa.
I was kind of thinking that, you know, because here she's got Ravi coming to her. 8 minutes mm-hmm. of silence, please. Silence would be good because she's trying to get all zen. I don't think Ravi can be quiet for 8 minutes.
No, I don't think so.
That's like asking a child to sit still that long. But she's trying everything she can. And I mean, if you have dietary restrictions, okay, I don't know how you would do the brain thing, but the jail could do, I mean, come on. If she has certain dietary needs, 5 days, that could be bad.
Yeah,
the idea of her being stuck for 5 days. Now, I don't think we've dealt though with how often she needs to eat, have we?
No, because she gets brains on a regular basis, so we've never really timed like what's the longest you can go without.
Right. She probably did way back in the beginning before we actually started seeing that, like missing 5 months kind of thing.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, like I don't want to eat this, so I'll see, and oh, I've got to do it now because I'm turning. But we know that 5 days is definitely pushing it here. I mean, she gets out a few hours early. Thank you, Ravi and such. But that one woman, oh, so close.
Yes.
Oh, so close. Do not put her in Orange is the New Black. Like, can you imagine her? Can you imagine her in with those ladies?
Well, I think the fact that she was getting on her nerves, too. If she wasn't a big snorer or a big mouth, she probably would have been able to be zen a little longer, you know. But the snoring, she was just like, I'm at my wit's end.
Too bad she didn't know about, you know, going to the shoe. You know, it's like if you want to be self-contained.
I don't know if they have a shoe and where she was at. It was more of a smaller.
They've got to have some sort of solitary kind of something.
Sure. Well,
you know.
She even said no private cell, you know, so.
Please, please. That was a really great moment, I thought, because we are pushing Liv to her limits, and she's trying to be Liv, but she's still on this brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets up some more good intimate time, I think, between her and Major,
mm-hmm.
where they're safe and separated. And he's talking about how he believes in her and, you know, get through this kind of thing. I think it was a nice contrast from, because that moment to me was definitely Major and Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other stuff, like when they're in bed or whatever, that's Major and stalker brain. That's when she's going really psycho. Even at the, you know, jumping to the end when she's trying furiously to get into that safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's stalker brain Liv. And then he opens it for her, which we're all thinking, okay, you put that needle in there that you were tranquilizing the zombies with. What he obviously at some point went and got that back out.
Yeah.
Do you think the ring had already been in there?
I think so. I do. But, I don't know for sure, but that's what I'd like to think. It was funny because once you were opening it, I knew there was going to be a ring inside. I totally forgot about the needle thing. I was like, her wedding ring's going to be in there, you know, and I was right.
You were right. You did. She did. She was actually saying the ring's going to be in there. It was a really nice moment that it's good that they're connecting them, but still kind of tearing them apart.
Yeah.
Because again, we can't have this too pat too soon.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a really nice moment between the two of them and a moment for her to get back in touch with her Liv side before she goes back into stalker side and reads his text and listens to the woman saying that all men are cheaters and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. To which Major could easily say we were on a break, because they were.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he told them. And he told her that. He said that was before, you know, I was at the lowest and you weren't, you know, they weren't together.
Yeah. Overall, I enjoyed the episode. I think I enjoyed the moments and the idea of it kind of more than all the little parts. It was one of those that I figured out pretty quickly. Okay, it's related to Uma. Mm-hmm. How's it related to Uma? And then you have at the end that's her brother. And it's like, oh, her brother and her did it. Okay, so nice and tidy little bow kind of a thing. I like that it put Clive in a different position. I wish we'd seen a little bit more of the Clive side of it, which I guess probably because of the length of the show and having to actually go out and solve the mystery without him, that you couldn't. But those moments, like when he brought the po' boys.
Yeah.
And Ravi grabbed the wrong one. That would be like Joey grabbing the wrong sandwich. I like a lot of those moments, but overall, I think it was an okay episode. I think there were brilliant moments, really brilliant moments, but overall, I think it was just okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because we had a week break because of the holiday or what, but we're setting up for next week's mid-season finale.
Yeah.
What are we going to expect in the mid-season finale, do you think? Because, I mean, we've set up now Major and Liv are back together. We've set up now she has some distrust there, and she's seen this other woman, even though she hasn't seen her face.
Yeah.
But the other woman knows and is playing both sides. We've seen that Steven Weber's character, Vaughn, is going even more crazy, that the zombie thing in his lab is progressing, where obviously he doesn't care about losing that doctor. I don't know if she's a zombie too, or if she's zombie food. Again, do the zombies, I guess, on this show just eat brains? They don't care about the rest of the...
It's just the brains.
Just the brains. So this isn't like a Walker type zombie.
No.
We have Clive kind of going on his own path. A couple of the tweets were really talking about, you know, Clive. This is why Clive needs to know. Like, she's in the clink.
Yeah.
Maybe he could do something to get her brains. Is why. I mean, is Clive going to find out anything anytime soon?
I know I figure he's going to find out. I just don't know when. It would be kind of cool if they did it at the finale.
The finale or the mid-season next week?
I don't know. The way things are going, I don't think he's going to find out yet. So maybe the finale. The finale.
But I don't know.
It could surprise us next week, you know.
Yeah.
But I would think they would kind of lead up to it a little bit more, you know.
I don't know. He's really got to come into this, which I think would put a strain on his new relationship with Agent Chickie.
Yeah.
Just to keep it secret. Yeah, because you can't go around telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine's got to come back into this here at some point, because we have the whole Blaine and father kind of dynamic. I mean, they've really thrown a lot of things in there, because we also have Blaine and his father. We have Blaine and Peyton. And Peyton with the whole mob boss thing. And the whole... they're really stretching it and giving us a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking this does seem to me to be a little bit more on the expanding the universe side rather than giving us more on the characters.
Yeah.
You know, some of the episodes seem to be more about the character building and story building. This seems to be more the universe expanding, and because I mean, they're adding more cops now that we can see and talk about and a broader scope and such. So I don't know. On the iZombie hotness scale of Peppers here, What would you give this? What number would you give this episode? Obviously, it's going to get a few points down because, well, I mean, we did see Clive without his shirt in the Drogo picture. So, I mean, that kind of...
I don't know. I don't like, I don't like Stalker Liv, so I was going to give it just a 5.
So you're going like a Serrano?
Yeah, just kind of in the middle. I liked it, but there were parts of it I, you know, were like, eh.
I'm actually going to like completely agree with you. I'm going to go for that Serrano yellow wax too. There were moments. Right now, we're seeing that moment where, this moment right now, the heart-wrenching moment where Major, who is back, he's back to being Major, and the Major we all know and love, and he's convincing Liv, it's like, no, it's you that I love, and you that we'll be back with, and hey, let me open the safe, and let me show you, you know, stop getting that, you know, get out of that head, and let me show you what it is, and here's the ring. Aww, kind of moment. And then his other aw moment that I love when he was looking at the book and trying to see about maybe getting a jersey for Minor.
Yeah, Minor.
So he loves his dog. But yeah, it's the moments of this show.
Maybe this episode. The finale will have something to do with, because she's supposedly on the superhero brain. Maybe she will kind of stumble across Major's involvement in what he's doing at night.
I think they are teasing the fact that we did see that he had that tranquilizer gun thingy. I think we're definitely going to get closer to that.
Yeah.
Next week it's Clive and Ravi work together solving the murder of Chris Alfred, who was a high school shop teacher by day and a vigilante crime fighter named the Fog by night. So that's what we have next week. I love that his last name is Alfred and it's like a crime fighting thing. I'm like, that's like the whole Batman thing. Liv gets into trouble while on superhero brains and becomes a little too much for Clive to handle. Meanwhile, Major has an eye-opening conversation with a new friend. And Blaine, yay, forces Liv to do the unthinkable. What could the unthinkable be? What could be more unthinkable than what Liv is already experiencing?
I'm curious now.
Well, you're going to have to wait a week.
I know.
And then you're going to have to wait a lot more than a week, because we will be going on the mid-season break. There's Gilda Rita taking her picture. She's got a great body.
Her body selfie.
Her body selfie.
Belfie.
It's a Belfie. Oh, that's, I like right. that. We'll coin that new word. It's a Belfie. Yeah, I think if I was Liv on Stalker Brains, even coming down from Stalker Brains, and I saw that, I would be just a little concerned. Just a touch. We want to know what you think of this episode. How do you rate this on the iZombie hotness scale? Go check out Twitter for that. We're both giving it a 5, a Serrano yellow wax pepper. This is for this episode. But we want to know what you think. Do you agree with us? Does it deserve higher, lower? Did we get it right? You can let us know. Email is scififorchicks@scififorme.com. Of course, go over to Twitter and follow us. We do try and live tweet this and also Walking Dead. Well, we won't be live tweeting that for 2.5 months. Pretty much any show that we can try and get our hands on, we try to live tweet. And we would love for you to go over to iTunes and subscribe to us, Sci-Fi for Chicks. Please, when you go over there, do leave comments and rate us so that people can find us. We can see what you think. We want to hear what you think about this, the good, the bad. We love honesty. Not brutal honesty, but we love honesty. We want to hear what you think. And also go over to scififorme.com and check out everything they're doing right now. At the exact same time that Doreen and I are recording this, the gang in Kansas City in the home office is recording the podcast for Level 117, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast that talks all sorts of things Marvel. So definitely go and check that out. You can go on iTunes and search for Sci-Fi For Me Radio so you can catch out all of the different podcasts. We will be back next week. We'll probably be a little bit more in the swing of things. Doreen will have some rest.
Yeah.
We'll both be kind of back in the swing of podcasting. It's when you go in like 2 weeks without doing it,
you get out of a groove.
I was in the live tweeting groove, and then I went, oh wait, I need to watch this episode a little bit more because we're going to podcast on this. We would really love to hear what you think about it. So please let us know. Until next week, have a great week, and we'll catch you back for iZombie Cape Town. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Next time on iZombie.
Seattle has a vigilante crime fighter called the Fog. How did I not know about this?
This city needs more than a symbol. A superhero. A selfless defender of those who can't defend themselves.
Scratch him, and you will have hope of a cure.
Watch the episode, then listen to Sci-Fi for Chicks.
This has been a presentation of SciFiForMe.com.
Copyright 2015 by Flaming Dog Media, LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this program may be retransmitted without the express written consent of Flaming Dog Media. This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.